Some large cities around the U.S. are worried about a possible attack in retaliation for the killing of Osama bin Laden. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on how Los Angeles is stepping up security.
LA's police chief Charlie Beck says there's no specific threat to Los Angeles, but his department is still on alert against potential al-Qaeda attacks.
We have to be ever mindful that taking away the leader does not remove the organization.
So for at least the next month, Beck is sending out extra officers to patrol potential terrorist targets, schools, churches, synagogues, military recruitment centers, and even sporting events.
Dodgers, Lakers playoff, go Lakers. We will make sure that not only do our fans remain safe, but that those areas are not targets for extremists of any type.
LA's Coast Guard captain says harbor police are in the water and in the air guarding the country's busiest port. And security is somewhat beefed up at the LA International Airport. Passengers like Jorge Banales and Ellen Rivas had to walk past German Shepherd guard dogs and officers armed with high-powered weapons.
LAX is always, you know, a focal point. You know, this is the entrance from the Pacific, so yeah, by all means. So we have to stay on guard until, you know, we feel a little bit safer.
You never know, anywhere you'd look or turn, but it is, it's comforting to see. The police, the uniforms, definitely.
Another passenger, Scott Freebaron, had his truck searched on the way into the airport.
We have a camper shell, so they just checked in there, looked inside. It was a visual search. It wasn't necessary. I've got nothing to hide, but I'm sure, you know, if they find just one person that's wanting to do a bad thing, then that's okay.
L.A. officials are now asking the public for tips on possible threats. Chief Beck says Angelenos can help by reporting any suspicious behavior.
Now, this can be many things. It could be chemicals, it could be increased traffic, could be anything. You can see things are out of place.
Beck says if something doesn't make sense to you, there's probably a reason. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.